Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As we mentioned last week, as we start with the program, inshallah, Salat and Salam, brothers, Khadiz, and their own. Although we're not reading it today in congregation together, but to make that habit an ibadat, inshallah. The habit that we had every week to recite Salat and Salam, that adat becomes an ibadat. We don't do it as customary that we're reading the Salat and Salam because we're reading it. We read it because we want to read it. So the proof of that we really want to read it is when we do read it, inshallah. That this habit becomes an ibadat, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Began the discussion in the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-wasi'u, the all-encompassing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses everything, whether in His being, whether His attributes, His power, His rahmat, His mercy, encompasses every single thing that is shay, that is makhluq. Is all in the knowledge of Allah, in the rahmat of Allah, the ni'mas and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very vast. How encompassing is Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? The last time we had mentioned, wa rahmati wasi'at kull shay. Allah ta'ala said, my mercy encompasses all things. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's knowledge of His rahmat is restricted to Him. He knows how vast His knowledge is. And how much insan can understand with his limited intelligence, with his limited reasoning, limited understanding also. How much he can understand the rahmat of Allah, that too is limited. So how much Allah Ta'ala can explain to insan also, for him to understand, that is limited to how much he's going to understand too. But according to his taqwa, his ruhani, his spirituality. In Quran Sharif also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَهُمْ قُلُوبُ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. That when it comes to the kuffar, they have hearts with which they cannot ponder. أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَتَكُونَ مِنْ قُلُوبُ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا. Allah Ta'ala says, don't they travel out on the earth so that they may have hearts. يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا, with which they can understand. So Allah Ta'ala links understanding, يَفْقَهُونَ, يَعْقِلُونَ, يَعْقِلُونَ مِنْ عَقَلٍ. To understand. يَفْقَهُونَ from فَقَاهَةٍ. Fiqh. To understand. To understand, to comprehend, to use one's aql, intelligence, all is linked to the heart. SubhanAllah, this we heard in class many a times, the Mashaykh tell us also, that insan thinks with the heart. And Ajib, SubhanAllah, recently we found an article also, where scientists have found that the heart has a mini brain. The heart has a mini brain. They have the terms of how they explain it. That within the heart is a brain in there also. There's a real markaz of all thoughts, iman, a'mal, everything comes from there. The brain that we usually speak about is just a receptor, it receives everything. But everything now goes through the heart. So when the heart now becomes, as we say, that our seniors, they have big minds because they've got big hearts. The hearts are big, so they understand big things. Our ustaz used to tell us also that, remember, when the big people speak, they understand. Baro ki baate baro samajhte hai. The big people talks, big people understand. And what happens sometimes, juniors feel, but we also understand. Whether whichever fraternity they may be in, they got now a degree, etc. Others says also, that person, doctor just qualified, and he got all A's, mashallah. And he walks into the hospital, and there's a young husband, young father, going for a triple bypass. Young wife is next to him. He's in his 30s. 6 children are there. He's got pain in the face. Doctor passes him. He's got his medical journal in his hand. And doctor greets him. Say, Mr. So-and-so, yes. He says, okay, I'm doing your surgery. So he sees a young doctor. And this person also is a young man, first time in theater. Doctor says, don't worry, my first operation. So already he's half dead. So doctor, your first, he said, oh, I got my medical journal, I got all A's in class. So I'm be operating on you. So he's doing open heart surgery. Then he goes into theater, he calls the nurses, etc. Opens his journal, he got his book stand, medical journal stand, he puts it there. Where are we starting from? So she's imagine now the young bride also make biryani like that. She says, right, you need some meat, you need the rice, Durban biryani, you need masoor. So I need 3 pots. One pot for the masoor, one for the ghost, for the meat, and one for the rice, another pot for the alu also. And biryani, then she's trying to picture now my mother when she makes the biryani, then she just topples the pot, everything is in a whiz, it's all there. So maybe I'll try a new style, have 4 or 5 pots, husband thinks I'm very busy, it's a new recipe, and when it comes after I've cooked everything, then just mix everything together. Say, Benny, it doesn't work like that. It's the art of doing it. You need to do internship in the kitchen, first of all. You have to be there. Hazrat says there, mashallah, when the mother, she'll make, she puts everything together, she knows when to put it together, then she puts a zafran after the saffron. Very special saffron, put the foil on top, close the pot, put it into the oven. Then, mashallah, when the men come from Jumu'ah Salah, and they just come into the driveway, they can get the fragrance already. Subhanallah, today now is a real meal. It was worth the bayan, alhamdulillah. It was a nice long bayan. It was worth it. We built our appetite. In the same way, Hazrat says, this now, Neem Hakim Khatre Jan. He says, this is an unqualified doctor, we have fear of this person's life. But if he went, done internship by someone, somebody taught him how to do the operation, and he's got experience, now, it's baro ke baat hai. Now he understands. But the young doctor now also come into a theater with his medical journal, ask the senior doctor, but why are you doing it that way? But the journal says to you that way. He says, you just look on, don't worry. You just look on, we've been through this already. We know now all the hacks and the shortcuts. So, you know, experience. So when it comes to know Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, what is the rahmat is about, what extent it is, according to our ruhaniyat, our taqwa, our understanding, how much of amal, how much of ruhaniyat, spirituality we have, we can understand the rahmat of Allah. Or else insan, one of two things will happen. He'll have too much hope in Allah, then he'll begin to sin. Allah will forgive me. Allah is ghafoor rahim. Or he'll become too despondent. لا يعصم روح الله إلا القوم الكافرون. Only the kafirun, disbelievers, they lose hope, they become depressed. That now my life is over. Depression will set in. So the two things will happen. Therefore, Hazrat says that you got to keep the heat gauge in the center. The car also, we know the heat gauge has to be in the center. It goes into the red, I've got a problem. Goes into the cold also, some problem over here. Has to be in the center. Iman also, بين الرجاء والخوف, between fear and hope. Has to be in the center. Now it goes on the red, then we got a problem. Immediately phone the mechanic. SOS, save our souls. Oh, whichever company is linked to, sort the car out. Oh, it's only in the cool. Here also now we got a problem. But when it comes to Iman, if it's gone in the red, then as I said also, the nafs has plenty of spiritual anesthetic ointment. Anesthetic. You'll just apply it on the heart. Don't worry, you're okay. You jannati already. You're going to make it. You got your points already. You already upgraded so many times in dunya. Allah will upgrade you to do. You'll make it. You'll just do it now. Do it. Naf'alu wa nastaghfiru. We'll do it and make istighfar later. Don't worry about it. You're okay. So that ointment is not getting finished. It's not getting finished. It's just now. Till maut. He's not even worried now that my iman is gone in the red. Although iman is gone cold also. But he still feels now that he has iman. Doing haram, looking at haram, consuming haram, and the hadith is going for hajj. And hadith sharif says he comes to Arafat, and Baytullah, and he lifts his hands, and he's making dua to Allah, ya Rabb, standing on the plains of Arafat. What a day in the year. 9 Zulhijjah. This is the climax of the entire Islamic year. From Rajab, dua is made for Ramadan, then Sha'ban, then Ramadan came, the last 10 nights. And then, this subhanAllah, what speed the Ummah is running at that time. Quran, Tilawah, crying, dua, the Eid day will come, the month of Hajj has begun, the whole preparation, the whole Ummah is being delegation of Rahman to Baytullah. Then he comes to Arafah, but he's already in the cool. His iman already has gone cool, business dealings are not right, but he's at Arafah, he's making dua, Allah will take him there. He also, ulama explained that going for Hajj and Umrah every year doesn't mean we accepted. Many people say he got accepted. Every year he is going, how come we're crying so many years? We can't go. But he is there already. He's going Umrah and Umrah Hajj after Hajj. So here, Masjid Ahmad Khan Sahib Rahimullah would say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow him to do the amal, not necessary Allah accepted it. Not necessary he accepted. He can be right over there, Hazrat says also. SubhanAllah, all the lessons Hazrat taught us. He'll be sitting there in Madina Munawara, but he's seen the scores, what's happening in the world. Body is there physically, but spiritually he's not here. And how many a person is not there in Madina Munawara, but in the records of Allah, he is there, the heart is there. He's crying to be there. He's in Durood Sharif Thursday night. He's linked to Madina Munawara the whole week, SubhanAllah. But this person is there. Physically, but spiritually and mentally, he's not there. The way the heart is, that counts. So for a person to understand the rahmat of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, that here a person lies in the cold, he's in Arafah, he's making dua. Hadith Sharif says he's crying to Allah, Ya Rab, O my Allah, O my Allah. But from Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, side, akluhu, ta'amu haram, sharabu haram, walibasu haram, that his clothing is haram. He's eating, his food is haram, his drink is haram. فَأَنَّ لَهُ الْإِجَابَةِ Where will his dua get accepted? That he's there making dua. So many times the person feels that he's going for umrah, going for hajj, going in the path of Allah. And this hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُعَيِّدُ وَهَذَا الدِّينِ لِرَجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ Or كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, that definitely Allah will assist and help his deen. Allah will help the deen of Allah even with his sinner, open sinner. Allah will help his deen. This hadith, when I say Ahmad Khan Sahib Rahimullah, was the Amir at that time, Hijaz al-Muqaddas, what we call Saudi Arabia. Many times he was deported also, locked up in jail because effort of da'wah and tabligh. Finally, Allah Ta'ala gave him Jannatul Baqi also. What a wali of Allah. He won the Quran Khatam every day. And many stories about him. So he would quote this hadith after doing so much of work in the Ummah, tirelessly. Doing so much of work, he would quote this hadith and he would cry. That Allah will use, Allah will assist and help his deen with a sinner. He will cry and say, Allah, I don't know whether you're just using me, that I'm a fajir, open sinner, whether you're accepting me. So this fikr has to come. The reality is, we don't know whether our amala accepted or not. We don't know whether amala accepted or not. This will only happen in the rahmat of Allah. This only happened in the rahmat of Allah. We have no guarantee I'm accepted. This is, iman is between fear and hope, like how that gauge has to be in the center. We can't become overconfident and we can't lose hope also. That the ummah now is happening in the ummah. That's why ulama say when it comes to batil and falsehood, all these reports that are coming through and falsehood and the news and the fake news. Now there's more fake news than real news. Now you see that which media houses, who's invested in there, who's behind it, who's controlling it, which think tank, all these things right now. This also tells us too, that we read all the reports and we say, but they got their fingers in this, they got their fingers in that university and in that campus, and they got investments in there. Now everywhere they say, pull the investments out, pull the investments. You say, but they're controlling everything. You say, see what's the effect of batil. What are you supposed to be saying about Allah? You're saying about the Jews, about the kuffar. Are they controlling? They're not controlling. Allah is allowing it. Allah is allowing it to happen, like how Allah is allowing us to do good amal. Allah is allowing them. It's all a test. It's all a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing that we can do. Allah is allowing it to happen. How are we going to think? Where are we going to attribute it to? This is iman. This is iman. That is why our ulama tell us that amitul batil bi tarki dhikrihi. That kill batil and falsehood. Kill falsehood by not speaking about it. Don't even speak about it. Now we make discussions and analyze the entire thing. Now they got a buffer zone. Now they're going into this height and that height. Now they're controlling this. They say, what difference is it going to make to them? How much you are going to apply it? Nobody is listening to your peanut gallery. That now, what a say you have. Hazrat says, even your fantasy football that you got in your mind, they're going to choose your players. You can talk and you can fight, I'm sure they're going to choose that player, that player. They're going to put him on the bench, they're not listening to you anyway. And if it happens like that also, what's in there for you? No reward for you, no sawab for you, nobody will pat you on the back. It just ends up in a fight after that. Friends now. So how much of layani and useless vanity, futile, our time is going in it. So the rahmat of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, to understand the rahmat of Allah, to the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowing us to do amal, to reach Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It's all from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just to understand this, just found on Manfuz of the Tanwi rahmatu alayhi, fact, just to quote it won't be enough, you have to read it out. Such a deep malfooz as it mentions, just to understand the rahmat of Allah and how Allah deals with us. As it mentions also that you always need the mercy of Allah and His grace. We're talking about the rahmat of Allah. Allah Ta'ala al-wasi'u, all encompassing. His rahmat is all encompassing. So Hazrat, and look at Hazrat's understanding of the rahmat of Allah, the vastness of Allah's qudrat, Allah Ta'ala's being also, how vast it is, and how Allah Ta'ala encompasses every single thing, that we all now within the control of Allah, within the rahmat of Allah. Hazrat says that we always need the mercy of Allah and grace. Whatever we receive is indeed His gift. Whatever we receive, whether it's a tawfiq to do amal. Remember now, when we speak about gift or receive something, we're only thinking mal, wealth, rozi, made it in life. This making it in life also success, what you call success. What do you call success? The Qawm Shu'aib, they thought success was to have plenty of businesses to do well. But Allah Ta'ala declared them unsuccessful. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam had pride over a very long lifespan. Allah said unsuccessful. Qawm Aad and Thamud, very powerful. They sculptured their homes in the mountains. What power they had. Who can, man ashaddu minna quwwa. They say, who's more powerful than us? Who's more powerful? How people of dunya are saying now. So we call the superpowers of the world. Allah Ta'ala showed the superpowers. Allah Ta'ala sent Tayran Ababil. Little birds, Ababil, they came in flocks. Ababil is the name of the bird. Tayran means bird. Ababil came in flocks. And what Musa is Allah Pak had given them in their little beaks. There they thought now, who's greater than us in power? But then to Allah render them unsuccessful. One Qawm, when it came to Namrud also, power. Unsuccessful. Fir'aun, look at all these rivers of Egypt running under me, tajri min tahti. Then to unsuccessful. And the Nabi of the time had no dunya by him. Besides Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala granted him, he made dua. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, what poverty, but the most successful and the most beloved. So when you speak about success, the Hazrat says here also, whatever we receive is indeed the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, named as reward for deeds. The reward Allah Ta'ala has promised for amal, this is a gift from Allah. I might think now, I'm doing this, I'm getting the reward. It's a gift from Allah. You know what's a gift? Something given free of charge. You gave nothing, but you got something. So when it comes from Allah, jaza'an min rabbik, the jaza is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is saying, your amal also, is that even worth being called an amal? I'm giving you a gift. Understand, Hazrat understands now the rahmat of Allah. However, our deeds carry no weight to be entitled to fetch reward. Listen again, my dear brothers. Say, our deeds carry no weight to be entitled to fetch a reward, but also the acknowledgement of those deeds as good deeds is itself a reward, as our deeds aren't even worthy of being called good deeds. Very deep. Hazrat says that our deeds carry no weight to be entitled to fetch a reward. My Maghrib Salah I performed. Yeah, Hazrat mentioned to us also, the Maghrib Salah is yet to perform the Salah. The Maghrib Salah is to connect to Allah. That I'm standing in Qawma to stand before Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Our standing is a habit, we do as a habit every day, we stand up. Now, to make that habit, that adat and ibadat, now I make the niyat. I'm reading the salah for Allah, to get Allah. Not just to perform the salah. I made it takbir ula. But is my Allah happy with it? The maqsad is Allah. The purpose is Allah. The goal is Allah. Allah, are you happy with me right now, standing before you? Then Ruku Hazrat says, is to get closer to my Allah. How when they get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and going to sajda is to be with Allah. Ya Allah, I'm with you now. Now do I feel my Allah? Well, I just now finished Maghrib and I got it. I got my Maghrib Salah, Takbir-e Ula, Safi Awwal, and I got my Sunnah day after, I got the Awabin also, Maghrib done. Now I zip, now Ya Allah, I am entitled to get a reward from you. That Ya Allah, I am entitled. No, you're not entitled to anything, you don't makhluk only. It's just my favor upon you that you're allowed to do these few actions for me. On that now I'll give you one gift. On that I'll give you one gift. Like how beautifully an alim says that a 2-year-old child, mother gave the child a piece of paper and a pen or a crayon, and the child scribbles away and comes, say, Papa Abba came home, come running. Well, see what I wrote, see what I wrote. I was scribbling. I said, oh, you wrote so well, mashallah. Hugs the child, put it next to my bed. Then he spoiled the child. He said, our amal is the scribbling. Allah said, mashallah, you tried a little bit. Then I'll give you. What Allah gives, what Allah Pak will give you, Kaliman. Imagine, our deeds carry no weight to be entitled to fetch any reward, but also Allah Ta'ala acknowledging these deeds as good deeds. Achha, what you did is a good deed. Your Maghrib Salah was a good deed. Your Nafil you read was a... Allah acknowledges that you did it. Allah acknowledges. Allah is Shakur. What is Shakur? Allah is appreciative. Allah appreciates. My Banda tried it. But then to also, Tawfiq came from where? From Allah, from His Rahmat. That you were in the Rahmat of Allah, He allowed you to come to the Masjid. So on this point also, Allah allowed me to come in to the Masjid, therefore come in a manner that is pleasing to Allah. This ayalan is made over and over again. Come to the masjid, don't block anybody. Don't give taklif to anyone. Allah allowed you to come, you don't own the parking lot. You don't own the parking spot also. That car also is the rahmat of Allah upon you. And Allah allowing you space a little bit away is the rahmat of Allah. Don't think it to be I'm entitled to. Why I can park where I want to. And give taklif to other people. Then understand now, what gift you're going to get from Allah. There's no gift now. It's cancelled off. Is withdrawn. So Allah Ta'ala acknowledging that the deed that you did is a good deed, is itself a reward. That's a reward itself that Allah acknowledged. This. 3 rakats that you did up and down, mashallah. You tried to do something, I acknowledge it. I appreciate it that you tried to do it. Itself a reward, as our deeds aren't even worthy of being called good deeds, but it's through His grace and mercy that Allah Ta'ala transformed them into good deeds. Some ulama have interpreted, made tafsir of the following ayat. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّرُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِمْ حَسَنَةً فَأُولَٰئِكَ And those people, يُبَدِّرُ اللَّهُ Allah Ta'ala changes سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ The evil deeds into good deeds. Some ulama say, the sayyi'at actually to the high-ranking awliya and buzruks, they say that our good deeds to them are actually evil deeds. Our good deeds actually not good deeds. But the whole ummah at large also, here according to this tafsir of Quran Sharif, that our good deeds in reality are not even good deeds also. Because we don't even know how to make wuzu properly, how to ghusl also. Ghusl, you might think my ghusl is very good. But you know, our ghusl means what now? How much water we're using? That we're going to make tawbah for in the first place. And then to another quality to sunnah, standing up. Nabi Ali salatu salam would sit down and have ghusl. Now we all are standing, clear glass in the bathroom. Sahaba ikram used to seclude, isolate themselves completely where nobody can see them. Now the bathrooms have changed. Now in fact the bathroom bedroom has become 2-in-1. Person are sitting on the bed, you can see who's on the pan also. So, Shaitan is living in the bedroom. As before, it should be completely outside. Now it's inside the room. Now it's part of the bedroom. And that's now the new fashion, the new style. So we can imagine now what our good deeds have come to. Whether it's going to the Baitul Khala to relieve ourselves, whether it's taking a ghusl, a shari'i, a sunnah, a ghusl, then our wuzu, etc., the amount of water we use, and then our salah, how we're performing it. Here, as it teaches us also, we haven't even learned yet how to stand in salah properly. How to put our feet straight, facing the Qibla, 4 fingers apart. How to stand correctly, we're still trying to get that right. How to stand properly before Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. How to tie our hands. How many of us still weakness in tying their hands according to Sunnah? To tie it properly, right? Making a ring with our little finger and the thumb around the wrist. Then the remaining 3 fingers that are stretched out on the forearm. Now how many of us, as it says, that the hand is completely other way around. We're just gripping the wrist with the entire hand. And for years, salah has been performed like that. For years. But when it comes to buckling up in the plane, the issue will come, you buckled up. Yes, I'm buckled up. That you've done properly. I'm buckled up properly. And it's turbulence, and I put it a little tighter. I'm reading my kalima also. Ya Allah, make it through properly. Here, so much turbulence in salah, so many stray thoughts, besides Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, because you're not buckled up properly. Zakim Sahib Rahimullah will say, buckle up properly, make it tight to your hand. And the left hand also, tuck it inside. Mustn't be hanging. tuck it inside. The whole exercise of salah is to keep you alert. It's to keep you alert. Everything is done against the norm. But as we mentioned before, when you go to the gym, there the trainer will say, right now you must breathe in. Now you breathe in also. Now you must breathe out. Oh, is that right still? Now you practice it. You practice it. Must do it like this. This stretching, that stretching. Otherwise you won't get the results. You won't get the results. He also was salah. But then too, we can see the results. Allah is giving gifts. Allah is just giving it. So that we can call it salah or not. So here Hazrat mentions also, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّرُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَحَسَنَاتِ, that those people, Allah Ta'ala changes the evil deeds into good deeds. Now we can understand from this our salah. How we performing our salah. How we giving our zakat. Ramadan will come. Zakat. They say, نِعْمَ الْأَمِيرُ عَلَىٰ بَابِ الْفَقِيرِ. How excellent the rich man at the door of the poor man. بِئْسَ الْفَقِيرُ عَلَىٰ بَابِ الْأَمِيرِ. And how despicable and how sad the state of the poor man at the door of the rich man, he has to come and collect from you. Where am I supposed to go to him and keep his izzat, his honor, and take care of him? But now, like one Sadia was told me, he said, Maulana, we are very busy. We have no time to go look for the poor people. They want, they must come and collect. They want, they must come and collect. And I say, what your local imam sahab, your trustee of the masjid, I'm sure in your rentals you got escalation every year. I say, yeah, definitely. Imam, you got any escalation in his? He said, no, free money we don't give. He said, free money we don't give. Imam, don't ask, we don't give free money. It's public money. This. So we don't give for free. If you want, you must come and ask. I said, you can't run the imam sahab at masjid like that now. He said, no, we're businessmen. We are businessmen. So what will be zakat also? The zakat, the amal will take place, but there's no ruh, there's no jan in it. What is the jan of the amal? Qurbani, Hazrat says also. Qurbani only is now send it overseas. The ruh of Qurbani is to go and do it with my own hands and to get mixed to the blood. Zakat is to take it, whatever to the best of my ability, to go and look for the person. Finally find somebody, find out what parashani, difficulty the widow is going through. Oh, the person is crippled, paralyzed, handicapped. Now to go to him and you're not doing him a favor, you're doing myself a favor. The reward is going to be for me. Then the ruh and the jan will come into that amal. As I said, it just become, before we sign off on check. There's no more checks now. Just do an EFT. So there's no ruh in the amal anymore. Just do the EFT. So they say, make nikah like that also. Make the nikah online. Say, salam alaikum. You sit there, I'll sit here. He says, nothing will happen. No sparks will fly. He says, you have to meet 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Then you see the jan. Then you see the heat. Then you see the amal come into existence. And mashallah, 9 months later, you see the barakat of it. Now you got two ruh and two people came together. And they say, garam sohbat. And then you see the barakat of it. So every amal has to be done in the correct manner. Then Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali says, then a great mercy is that our deeds are limited. Maghrib Salah, we can't do more than 3 rakat first. Even if you want to read, Fajr Salah, 2 farz, Zuhr, Asr, we have everything is limited. Hajj also, only once a year. You know, every month, you can't do every month Hajj. Zakat and Upi, every month. Only once a year it's farz. Roza, I want to have Ramzan every month. No, you can't. So Hazrat says, look at the rahmat of Allah. It encompasses everything. A great mercy is that our deeds are limited and the reward is unlimited. The reward is unlimited. You go read it to Qadr, how many years? More than 80 years, like you want Amal for 80 years. Unlimited. That to now is just for our understanding. Otherwise, be غير حساب. إِنَّمَا يُوفَ الصَّابِرُونَ. Allah says, when it comes to those that have patience upon the obedience of Allah, they are patient from committing sin and guna, they hold themselves back. Allah says, their reward will be غير حساب. Can't tell you how much. Just on the sabr they're going to make. So the amal are limited and the reward is unlimited. Then as the Thani Rahmatullah Ali says, I've stated that it's a reward for the name. The reward that you got is not for the amal you did, is for the name of the amal that you performed, salah. And for salah, Allah says this is the reward. So you did. So what you did right now wasn't gymming, it was salah actually. Otherwise you go up and down like that in the gym also. But there's no reward for that. Oh, you're doing... people are so dieting or intermittent, 12 hours, 18 hours, whatever it is now. intermittent fasting. So there's no reward for that. But now, person made a niyat, so it becomes roza. So just because he changed the intention, he got the title fast. Som, Allah say, oh, for that reward. So it clicked, som. So what's the quality of it? Whether he really was a fast, whether he controlled his eyes, his tongue, his mind, his thoughts, his speech. Was it really? He kept roza. So let's give him something for that. How we have in examinations now, I don't know about the schools of before, in madrasa sometimes also, which are the student comes now, we give him part marks. What do you give him? Part marks, half mark. Give him half mark, and now he's out of 50, so effectively it's 1 mark. So he got an A. But if he by 50, he got like 35 or something, out of 50. But now you double it, a few part marks are here and there. And when we were in Darulum, to the extent the ustaz was so what do you say, merciful upon us, that they know the kitab is a difficult kitab, so they would write there. That for neatness and ruling off, 10 marks will be stipulated. They to write neatly, so the ustaz, now you don't give him a headache, that he can read what you wrote. Otherwise, you're going to write like one, we're going to say like one doctor now. Doctors write, and the pharmacists, they understand what he wrote there. That you mustn't understand. We know between us what's happening. So he wrote like that now. Ustaz says, can't understand what he wrote over here. So 10 marks for neatness and ruling off. So for that now, Salah, I shall give you part marks. Because you read Salah, so, and that part marks, subhanAllah, how much is that part marks we're getting? Imagine now we get full marks. Like Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when they got full marks, what they enjoyed in the muhabbat of Allah, the Sahabi started now harassed during the night, and two of them were taking guard. One Sahabi told the other Sahabi, you take a rest, I'll stand in Salah, I'll guard the mountain pass. Started, Kafir saw him, solitary person, fired an arrow into his back, continued his Quran tilawah. Second arrow, third arrow. He finished the namaz. They're almost fainting, he woke up his sati. He says, you're bleeding. He said, I started Suratul Kaf, I didn't want to stop it. Finished it now, see what happened to my back. Now, what enjoyment they got in that? What enjoyment they got in arrows coming into their bodies, but I won't give up my namaz. I won't give up my salah. Taraweeh time we see our namaz habit. Allah forgive us. Taraweeh time. Then when we join the rakat, and he goes into ruku. At that time we just quickly join the rakat. So Allah Ta'ala gives reward just for, it's a reward for the name, not a return for the deed. The reward you get is not the reward for the amal, because really, it's called salah what you're doing, it's not jamming. It's not some exercise, okay, it's salah. Imit takbir tahrima. Now thereafter what happened was their mind was gone, how far it went. Yet was the Shaykh al-Islam, rahimahullah, Hassan Ahmadi, rahmahullah, say, he says that Allah Ta'ala is so merciful that the whole four rakat salah, your little brain in four rakat of salah, where it didn't travel to. Not even in 80 days. But in four rakats, travel the whole world. And you didn't even realize also where and where you went to. Then Hazrat gives the example that even that cough that you have forgotten, that you had, now you cough in namaz, you check now, all my chest, now it's clear. That eczema that you had behind the ear, you forgot, in salah you remember. That parcel of money where you couldn't remember, now it clicks in namaz. Happened that time, only in salah time. Then to the Shaykh al-Islam says, when you finish your namaz, and then you realize, yeah, where my mind went to? He says, just at that time, astaghfirullah. Allah says, you got full marks. At least you came to your senses now. It is now you came. Now at least you thought about me, that you were performing namaz. Otherwise you were gone. Your mind wasn't there at all. You didn't remember rakat, the imam sahib. You read the shahud now and you waited to stand up. This is assalamu alaikum. Already, second qaida. I can't remember the first qaida. This is the last qaida already. Salam is taking place. I didn't even recite Durood Ibrahim yet. Your mind was gone completely. And now you realize you came to your senses. Allah's rahmat. Allah's rahmat. Now you woke up. At least now you woke up. I'll give you some marks, some reward. So this is what we're getting now. What do you say? The crumbs. The crumbs also so enjoyable. So as I say that I've stated that it's a reward for the name of the deed, not a return for the deed. The evidence for this is in the Quran Sharif. Jaza'an min rabbik, ata'an hisaba. This is a jaza, this is a reward, a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A gift is a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ata'an hisaba, such a generous gift that will be accounted for also. So Mufassirin say it's a contradiction. First Allah says a reward, And then he says she gives this accountability. How come? So gift, we will give this no accountability. So how is that going to happen? So that now Allah says, you get the reward for what you have done, the outer action. The hisab will be taken for your sincerity. How sincere were you? What you did it for? For who did you do it? Sincerity. Allah did it only for you. Even though I forgot also. But I came to the masjid, ya Allah, to do it for you. Not only salah, my dear brothers. One very, very, very important amal. Among different amal, ibadats. Is it only salah? We're speaking about salah specifically. But to open it up more, even nikah is an ibadat. Even nikah too is an ibadat. Among the 10 ibadat, ulama Umzali has enumerated, he said one is salah, Quran tilawat, dhikrullah, hajj, fasting, and also agriculture, business, all these fall under ibadat. And nikah. So all these ibadat, once it's done with the correct intention, like how salah, as you mentioned, can be just jimmy, or it can become an ibadat. Adat becoming ibadat. Person is now dieting, or he's not eating for the day so many hours, it can just be now he's dieting, or he become fasting. So all is in nikah also. Nikah, not just two people coming together. Because now, we like one another, so we'll get together now. It's also a great ibadat. So all these are ibadat. Business also. What is it? Just to earn a livelihood. It's an ibadat that I'm going to do. It can be just a name only, business. Now, no reward for it. I'm just business. But now make the niyat. This adat of mine every day going to work, ya Allah, I'm making it an ibadat. Now attach all the sunnahs to it. Understand how to do my business correctly. Now for that I'm getting a reward. That too, that part marks, that part reward, subhanallah. Sometimes you can't even count the figures. Ya Allah, how much you giving? Well, just part marks. Imagine I do it properly. Business properly according to usul, sharia, and all the guidelines, etc. Then see the barakat of it. The barakat of it is now, as Hazrat says also, that salah now, that salah that cannot allow you to perform salah on time in the masjid, how will that business doesn't allow you to leave to go for salah upon which Allah has promised jannat, how will that business buy you jannat? When it can't allow you to go for salah, it can't allow you to go for 3 days, can't allow you to go for i'tikaf, can't allow you to go for umrah, can't allow you to go for majlis, how will it buy you jannat then? And that hasn't, it's not ibadat. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu business was very different. Their Hazrat says their business was taking place in the masjid. Here decisions were made, just go pick up from there. Said it was. Here decision was made of Rosi. Because, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَنَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا. Allah says, command your family with salah, make ta'lim at home. Command them with salah, give them targhib, encourage them. وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا, and you also perform salah. Look at the tartib of Quran, sequence. Allah Pak doesn't say that you must perform first, then you can tell him. Allah says, you tell them first, meaning you have your ta'lim, command them. And then you also perform salah. By you commanding them, this is one very, very strong amal. For any amal to come into our life, whatever you want to come into your life, speak about it. If my Fajr salah is weak, then our Kabir taught us, give da'wat of that amal 25 times a day. Fajr is weak, but how's the Fajr namaz? Allah give us tawfiq. You know the reward for Fajr namaz. You know the reward for Fajr. Repeat it 25 times a day. Doing that, Allah sees the talab and the shauq and desire in your heart for the amal. Allah says, give him tawfiq. Allow him to wake up. This is the greatest way how to get any amal in our life. And maybe we learned it from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Kuffar learned it from us. Kuffar learned it from us, and they drink it. And how now, how it works also, how they're giving that da'wat. Even the week we're speaking about it. When it comes to the smartphone, that making us not so smart also, how it controls. It now picks up what you're browsing all the time, and accordingly, you know what it does? Sends adverts to you. You just did now on search for whatever it may be. And now you see pop-ups everywhere. Oh, it knows what I'm looking for. And now when I go into the same app, Instagram, the same thing is coming up. The doubt has been given. And not 50, not 25 times you're looking at it, or she's looking at it, 50 times, 100 times. If I don't get this, already so many people have it, how come I'm left behind? For salah, I don't feel like that. I'm getting left behind. How come he's making it? And I'm not making it. So they give given the da'wat. As we mentioned now, the masturat are looking, looking. They finally, husband comes home, we can see the mood is not, and she says, but Muhsin and Muhsinah, they're going to Maldives. Imran, Imran are going over there. Why are we sitting here? Husband says, I have to work. Now, Abir, I also start working. I have my own money. And then I'll loan you, I'll pay for the holiday, you pay me later. Because they're gone, what are we sitting here? And now they send you links whole day, links whole day, links whole day. And you get a de-link from the masjid. Now the da'wat has been given. The da'wat has been given. Da'wat has been given. You don't understand. This adverts is all da'wats. You want anything to become alive in the ummah, give the da'wats. And you see, they're having nikah like this, so you've got to have it like that. Nabi Ali Salat is such a strong da'wat. Have a nikah like this. Always easy but difficult. What's difficult become easy. Why? Wrong da'wat. When you give the wrong da'wat, was the wrong thing, there was difficult becomes easy also. And when you give the right da'wat, wrong da'wat you're giving also. What's easy becomes difficult, what's difficult becomes easy. Upside down. So we have to counter it. We have to give the right da'wat. Children who speak also, they're getting influenced. Why we not doing it? Why we can't go here? Why? It's all why? There's no fun. Life is boring. Indirectly we're saying Sharia is incomplete. There's no fun in Sharia. Why Allah Pak didn't make this halal? This should be nice. We could have done this also. Where we got this concept from? Not from the Sunnah. Not from Quran. We living for Quran, Hadith, Sharia, for Allah. We belong to Him. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. But, what do you say? But, a little bit, be flexible. And many people like that, Alim is flexible. The Morana, mashallah, talks to the ladies also. He's very, mashallah, he's down to earth. You know, you can meet him, you can greet him. The rest of it. That's the type of Alim you must get. There's no Sharia, there's not deen. There's no Sharia. Hazrat tells us also. One is the food becomes spoiled. Imagine if the salt becomes spoiled. What will happen then? He says the salt of the ummah, the ulama. If the ulama becomes spoiled, what will happen to the ummah? Therefore, we have to see our own islah, etc. So coming back to this, my dear brothers. So this is the rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah ta'ala is giving us is only from the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to get the amal into our lives, the biggest amal is to give the da'wah, to speak about it. Brothers, now they're feeling difficult. Fajr Salah, very difficult. Can't wake up. Give the da'wah. Speak about it. 25 times at least in a day. Meet anybody. How's the Fajr Namaz? Make dua. Just make dua also the big sunnah. When Nabi Ali Salatu Salam will tell Sahaba Ikram, will tell Umar bin Khattab, you're going for Umrah? Oh my dear brother, don't forget in your duas. Ya Ukhayya. Said Umar, Ya Ukhayya. Oh my little brothers. Umar says this title was so beloved to me. Nabi of Allah called me my little brother. He called me. They don't forget me in your du'as. So this also make du'a. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Give our children tawfiq. So this da'wah all the time, we're speaking about it. This thing will come into the life like how you find now in December, where the masturat are speaking, the ladies are speaking, the children are speaking. Where are we going? What are we doing? Where are we going? Now, to us it's farz. We have to take them. We don't take them somewhere, something is going to happen. Allah protect us and keep our haya and sharam. Families are going everywhere, whatever it may be. But understand, say, understand the right things. Here, Hazrat says also, one is now we're doing certain things. Right or wrong. If it's wrong, he says, come to terms with it and say, it is not right. It is not right, and make tawbah for it. On that, Allah Ta'ala will make you his beloved. They say, no, nothing wrong with it. We can twist it this way, that way, and make it right. We know it's not right. Is that a concept of Sharia and deen? How to take a break, when to take a break, whether I'm entitled, how, what to do. Sahaba Ikram would have breaks also. They all had orchards. In the summertime, you go to Quba now, Allah Pak, take all of us inshallah. You see orchards over there. And they would build an arish, what do you call a carport. They would build it now, a date palm. So it's very cool. On a blazing hot day, you walk into those orchards of this with these khajur trees, you don't feel the heat whatsoever. And so you have fresh water running there, fresh khajur. And the children were free to play over there. Women were free also. They didn't need parda there because a lot of trees over there. And they used to take out the summer months over there. In that way they would have their break. Now from there, whether the brothers understand now, buy one plot outside Durban somewhere, get something there, our own, alhamdulillah. It's a more pure environment, cleaner environment, etc., etc. That we make mashwara accordingly. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. So he also going out, they don't forget. shouldn't be that I'm going out and I leave all my deen behind. Left the kurta behind, children's kurtas left behind, topis left behind, burqa, parda left behind, everything left behind. Forgot even the water can we stinja also, that we left behind. Even the water buddy to make wuzu also, that we left behind. Everything we be for holiday. Hazrat says holiday, TK's day. Holiday of a believer is change of ibadat. For the man, it's so simple and so beautifully our Gabir teaches. So beautifully these concepts also. You say for the man is working the entire year, okay, this is the time, dunya system, everybody is closing up, says no problem. Make niyat ya Allah, change of ibadat. Whole year I was working, alhamdulillah, has zakat to give, sadaqah over there, madrasa, masjid, family. Best sadaqah is a dirham spent on the family, on the needs of the family. Then now Hazrat tell us in Darul Uloom, so you are going home now in Ramadan. Is that a holiday? It's a change of ibadat. What's the change of ibadat? Here it was ta'alim and ta'allum. You were learning, teaching, doing taqrar, mutala, studying kitabs, Quran, hadith, tafsir, fiqh. He says, now you're going home. Obviously, now you don't open Quran Sharif the whole day, tafsir the whole day, fiqh the whole day. Now change of ibadat. What's the change of ibadat? You're going home to make khidmat of your parents. So that staying at home also is ibadat. You're sleeping also, you're getting rewarded for it because your niyat is, ya Allah, get strength to wake up when I wake up to make khidmat of my parents. But the businessman, the professional, is taking a break. Ya Allah, change of ibadat. Make the khidmat of the family now. Now I'll make the breakfast. I'll take care of the children. Whole year, alhamdulillah. She took care of everything. Ya Allah, now I will do my part. Make her free a little bit. Give her a little bit of comfort, a little bit of relaxation. No problem. But together with that, very important, Hazrat says, we're going on a holiday. Book somewhere near the masjid where you can hear the azan. Not in such an exotic place, far from the masjid also. Okay, we have to go somewhere like that. Then to Hazrat says, have they already a namaz timetable? Zohar azan this time, asar azan this time, jamaat this time, otherwise you know what happens. You know what happens, what time we read namaz? When we finish it. Oh, after we finish braai, all the meat. And then we'll have our braai. What time is Isha namaz? After that. What time? 11:59. Just before midnight. And then to 2 and 3. Inna atiyana qul huwallah. Tired now. Says, no. Have the namaz time. Please have your namaz time. Family is there now. Now we can be zikr together. We're not saying bara tasbih. The 1000 tasbihah. 10 times. 2 minutes ta'aleem. This became. Then the children, this they'll realize as they grow up, this was our holiday. We had time with Papa, with Abba. Now he was a free man. No rushing, no cell phone. Alhamdulillah. Now we could read some ta'lim together. We play some games together. We did some things together. Namaz was on time also. Then I used to give the azan. In 3-4 times we had turns to give azan. Now we didn't know. We learned. We came for itikaf. We taught the brothers how to give the azan correctly. How to give the iqama correctly. So that to be learned now while you want safar. While we were on safar, then they say also we went on safar with Abba, not on holiday. On safar we learned so many things. Now he could see our eating habits, he corrected us how we eating, how we sitting, whether we read Bismillah. And check ourselves also, how many brothers we find, we're still learning how to eat with 3 fingers. Eat with 3 fingers. We're all eating with 5 fingers with the last 3 fingers. Not these 3 fingers over here. So teach them, how's your eating? Eating habits. You heard your dua better, toward your shoes, sat on the floor. Now we're out. So all these things, our emergency kit. Now we got the alarm system on everything. But I have carried my Quran Sharif with me, carry my Munajat with me, the green kitab, the readers to read every night. So I got one in there. I got my charger, everything is there. Power bank is there. I bought my power bank of my Quran tilawat and my kitab. All that I keep with me. Water I need to make wuzu, tahara, towel, all these things here. We take with us also. And then kurta, carry the kurta. Okay, sometimes children are playing, but carry your kurta. Namaz time you have to wear your kurta. So carry one day, nappy bag, everybody is carrying. So carry children's little bit kurta in there also. Namaz time they must wear the kurta perform salah. Not with the cap going wrong way. As I say, the cap is going that way, even the sunglasses go that way. Are you looking at the brother, but he's looking at me or which way he's looking? They park on the right, wrong side of the road. Now you're not sure whether you're going the right side or the wrong side. So all tipsy, upside down. Where he's supposed to wear the glasses, but it's on the cap. So all of that, reading namaz with the cap. Ya Allah. This way we can understand now whether my salah is entitled to a reward. Allah says, Allah, I give you reward for that little bit. He read namaz, so give you some crumbs. That too, so much Allah Pak is giving, subhanAllah. So on that, this is a change of ibadat. That we're going in the path of Allah, make it a deeni safar also, carry these things, our namaz time, our sharam, our haya, our girls, our wives, where we take them, how we take them, what we expose them to, we are the man. And as we mentioned before also, we open one door. We are qawwamun, we are the guardians over our mustwarat. We are the guardians over women. We guard their chastity, we guard their taqwa, we guard their modesty, we guard their respect. We are the qawwamun, not them over us, we protect them. So what we expose them to, and here, ulama say, once you open one avenue for the masturat, which you're not supposed to open, there's no limit to it. Whether it's dressing, you open it up, there's no limit. Whether it's eating and drinking, no limit. You're not going to end this at one cup of coffee. Now you need to buy the most expensive coffee in the world. Where are we going to get that from? We have to upload that one now. But there's no limit. Whether it comes to dressing, whether it comes to shoes also, now there's no place in the shoe cabinet in our bedroom. Use the children's one now. Let's go to that overflow. So there's no limits. We have to put the limits over there. So we have to know our limitations. So we're going on holiday. Make it a dini experience. Our safar du'as also. We have to know it first of all as fathers. So we have to learn our du'as. Now they read after us. Now all this the children will learn. That's why Mawlana Yaqub Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, Saharanpuri, will say Nizamuddin, he will say that ek aurat bani, puri nasal bani. Ek aurat bigri, puri nasal bigri. Very deep, profound words. He say one woman is made. One woman is made of taqwa, generations will be made of taqwa. One woman is spoiled, generations are spoiled. Ask a young girl, whose mother got her married, not leaving her still. Phoning her every day. What you're doing, what he's saying, what he's doing. Spoiled that girl's life, generation got spoiled. Mother's house got spoiled also. Daughter's house got spoiled also. Generations, mother never taught her sunnats, how to dress when she was a baby. Take out the left hand first, then the right hand. Put on the right leg first, then the left leg. Read a dua before you remove your clothing. Bismillah is sunnah dua. Once you read Bismillah before undressing, Allah Ta'ala puts a parda between you and shaitan. Otherwise, open tablet to shaitan. Then wasabis will start, whispering will start, jadu will start, because you're not covering your hair in the toilet. Not reciting dua before toilet. Not reciting Bismillah before undressing. So there's no parda now. So destruction will take place. So one mother taught the children all the sunnats. This came down generations. One woman got spoiled little girl, got into a half dresses, no pants, open hands, take her to the park, she will send it to her daughter. Tell the husband, we have to take them out. They're getting stuck at home. Have to take them, Generation got spoiled. That became the temperament in families thereafter. One woman, and who takes the woman to change the husband? With piyar, muhabbat, understanding, the da'wah has to be given. You have to counter it. You have to counter this da'wah of batil that is coming within our homes on the cell phone that is influencing them, influences. The greatest influencer is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We haven't allowed him space in our life. That's when we have ta'aleem, ulama says, it is as if when you're saying that Abu Huraira radhiyallahu anhu reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, now you're quoting the exact words more or less. They say, it is as if right now you're sitting in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's speaking to you right now. That's the effect of it. That's why we have to listen to it every day. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshaAllah. We just read a few lines from our other kitab, inshaAllah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're discussing from this kitab evil glances, a love of his, the harms and the cures. Yeah, we mentioned to the brothers also, we don't realize our children also are becoming of age. And they also have to control their eyes, glances. But if you know these little kids, he's only 15. What he knows? So I tell the brothers, when you 15, you didn't know anything. He said, no, Mulisab, I knew everything at the time. I said, what do you think? He doesn't know anything. He said, no, I was very sharp, I knew everything. 15, I was streetwise. I say he's phone wise. He's exposed more than what you are exposed to. They know it already. So don't think now he doesn't have lust and passion. Your little daughter also. Don't think that she doesn't know anything. They know they're safe, they're okay. Nothing to worry about. No. They write to us, they explain to us. Very difficult. We can't control our eyes. We can't control our passions. And now the whole filth in the world right now, the filth, we know the amount of, we don't like to see it, but the amount of filth, whether it's brother and sister too, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Whether it's uncle, whether it's auntie, whether it's, doesn't matter who it is nowadays. It's like free for all. Hedonism. Quran speaks about it. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهُ هَوَىٰ. Have you seen that person who has taken his lust and passions and desires as his God? What you call hedonism. Person begins to worship his desires. Whether it be fashion, whether it be cooking, becomes a God in a person's life. Why can't we do it? They do it. Why can't we do it? Whether it comes to a person's carnal desires also. That becomes a focal point of the everyday existence. Life, you don't divert it. We don't keep it in check. I said, no, everything is fine. I'm taking it in here. They don't understand anything. They understand everything. I understood everything. From the time I was 11, 12, I knew everything already. Kids know it already. They might. And we know, our Ustaz will tell us, that the people that will behave the best in front of you are your students and your children, like angels, yeah. Papa, daddy. Behind the scenes, timer, bali, topi. So what's all these terms? My father. But mashallah, from the father. But we know. We're using the same terms also behind the scenes. But when he came in front, mashallah, the farishta, my son. We hear it also. Mother will say, my son, never, moro poiro, can never be my son. But you don't know him. You don't know him. He's got a double life. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding that we become chokanna and become. Nothing wrong with being more cautious, my dear brothers. But just to become lax, just give them money, hey, go do what you want. Go do what you want. Go do what you want. They must understand the value of things. The value of being a child, the value of being a parent, the value of what Allah Pak has given us. These are all gifts from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So controlling their passions, their eyes also. Taking them to venues now and places where they're not supposed to be. Youngsters say to, we go to the takeaway, go to the restaurant, we're sitting there. With our parents, but the eyes is somewhere else. We're looking at that table over there. We're looking at the menu on that table. And you see that girl to sitting there all gloomy, can't smile. What's the problem? She don't want to be with us. Her mind is somewhere else. The boy also, he's edgy now. When are you going to finish it? Well, get out of the space right now. Then you know something is happening, whether it's a vaping, whether it's some other thing who's getting onto the cell phone. Otherwise, when there's muhabbat and love, then I want to be with my parents. Spend time with them, make their khidmat. Now, boy is 18, mother still making his khidmat. Can't find where his socks are. Can't find where the shoes are. Irresponsible at 18, 17. Whereas by, Hazrat say, by that age already, he's a baligh boy already. He should be a man. He should be waiting for his father, making khidmat of his parents. The girl also. But the parents are still slogging behind them. Still slogging behind them. So something is not right in our system. So Hazrat mentions over here, when it comes to evil glances, when it comes to evil glances and how detrimental it is. As I say, my first Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Pupuri Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to say that if you light a fire by a green tree, the tree is fresh, not dried, you light a fire by a green tree, its leaves will be scorched, it will burn. Then it is very difficult for the tree to become green again. Whole year, mashallah, we were green. We came majlis, went for 3 days, we did our gush, our salah, and alhamdulillah. Now, the fire is on in December right now. And whether you can't go or you want to go, but the heat is on. Everybody is doing something, everybody is going right now. So burn a fire, light a fire by a green tree, the leaves will be scorched, will burn. Then it's very difficult for the tree to become green again. Very difficult, it's burnt already. Perhaps if you apply fertilizer for a year and water it thoroughly, then only will it recover. Similarly, the illumination, the nur created by dhikr, worship, ibadat, and the company of the pious and ahlullah is effaced and destroyed by an evil glance. The green tree can just become completely scorched. The taqwa can just, nur can just disappear, just like that. Allah Ta'ala protect us. The interior of a person is destroyed. It takes a lot of time to replace the sweetness of iman and the nur of zikr to come back into the heart. It's very difficult to remove the darkness created by evil glances. Now we know in the aeroplane also, even if your screen is off, then too is looking there. Oh yes, looking that side. That's why we say carry Quran Sharif, carry some kitab. And Hazrat Talmi says for the young, says for us also. Said the the easiest and the passive way of Islam and Reformation is read the biographies of the pious. It will inspire you. Today, alhamdulillah, I had a chance to go to Talimuddin. But as they see on the website, they got all the kitabs there. Of all our kabir, and in simple, good English, and nothing volume. 100 pages, 150 pages. They got kitabs, Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, Khalil Ahmad Sarampuri Rahmatullah Ali, the Shaykh ul-Hind, Shaykh ul-Islam that fought the war for us, in the first line against the British. Let the watchers read these incidents and stories, and see how inspired they become. These men, in recent times, the Talmud says this will change the heart of the youngsters. But they're reading everything else. Just to conclude, as it says, to replace will be very difficult. After much repentance, lamenting, and protecting the gaze, can the heart be once again enriched by the sweetness of Iman. The reason we cannot leave sinning is that we are not using our courage. It was impossible. If it was impossible to leave sin, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not command us. And Allah ta'ala will not tell us, وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ قِتْنِ بَاطِنَا. That leave the external and internal. Allah said, leave the internal and external sins. What does it mean? You can do it. The command is there till Qiyamah. Is that impossible? You can do it. You've got to pluck up the courage. The doubt has to be given. We're going on safar. Make muzakara with the children of the family. Protect our eyes, our hearts, our tongue. Carry our tasbihat. Carry our miswak. These are all weapons against shaitan. Allah Ta'ala give us the way to make amal, inshaAllah. One more point before I forget also. Beautiful point we learned from our kabir. Going on safar also. How do I make my safar a dini safar? Such a simple thing they teach us. How to make my entire holiday fi sabirillah. They do a simple thing. Carry hadiyas with you. Some bottle ether or some bottle honey if you can be local somewhere with the intention that I'll meet some ulama. Or I'll meet the local imam. Or I'll meet some jamaat. So I'm carrying the hadiyah because to visit ulama is also ibadat. So inshallah I'll meet somewhere, I'll have extra bottle ether. So I'm carrying hadiyah to give some pious person. So already the entire safar now becomes a dini safar. He's going to meet ulama. He's going to go to the masjid. Oh, he'll meet some jamaat somewhere. I'll give them a bottle of honey. They can have in the morning with their breakfast. You got the reward of the entire 40 days. You go for holiday, they in the path of Allah, you got the full reward. So simple thing like this now. Just carry some tasbih in your pocket or in your bag, extra tasbihat, some bottle of ether or some honey or something like this. Now the intention for some alim, some pious, some jamaat, already your entire holiday becomes ibadat. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshaAllah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa naqibatu lil muttaqeen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. O Kareem Rahim Allah, grant us taqwa, grant us iman, O May Allah. Protect our iman, protect our amal, protect our eyes, protect our hearts, O May Allah. Ya Allah, give us sufi to make tawbah, O May Allah. Ya Allah, only you can protect us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep our hearts, Ya Allah, the ta'alluq with you 24 hours of the day, O May Allah, 7 days a week, O May Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, make us do the dive into the oceans of your muhabbat and your love, O May Allah. Enjoy ourselves in your ibadat, O May Allah. Keep the ummah safe, O May Allah. Give us some extravagance, O May Allah. Ya Allah, protect the ummah, guide the ummah, have rahmat upon the ummah, O May Allah. Clothe the ummah, help the mujahideen in every corner of the world. Ya Allah, protect the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Keep us in your pleasure, O May Allah. Save us from your displeasure, O May Allah. Ya Allah, keep us with iman, protect our families, protect our iman, our amal, our taqwa, our masajid, our makatib, our businesses. Ya Allah, our cars, save us from accidents, O May Allah. Save us from sudden death, O May Kareem Rahim Allah. Keep the ummah with afiyat, with taqwa, O Kareem Rahim Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب آمين آمين سبحانك اللهم جزاك الله خيرا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.